This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to another broadcast of The Voice of Tomorrow. The Voice of Tomorrow is brought to you the same time each week by Kingdom Ministries, which is dedicated to teaching and preaching the message of God's coming kingdom. I believe God's kingdom, taught throughout the scriptures and particularly out of the lips of Jesus, it's real, and it is something that will take place in the future. The kingdom is something that you pray for often whenever you recite the Lord's Prayer. Lord's Prayer, we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying for the coming of the kingdom. And this message of the kingdom was on Jesus' heart throughout his earthly ministry. And therefore, I believe it's vital that you and I understand the kingdom, because it is real and it is going to take place. We are not living in that kingdom age now. It is a future perfect age that Jesus is going to set up when he returns to this earth. And it's going to be a time of peace and tranquility that we will be able to endure and enjoy for all eternity. I want you to get a Bible and a piece of paper and a pencil and write down the passages that we're going to be looking at today, because I want you to be able to go back and re-examine these passages, because you need to be a student of the Word of God. We're living in difficult times. As you look around, it's not only our economy and other events that are happening around us, but we need to be able to live godly lives as the Scriptures teach us to live. Jesus set an example as to how to live, and he showed us kingdom principles throughout his ministry as to how to treat our neighbor and how to treat our spouses and the dealings that we have with our neighbors. And so it's important that we follow those principles in our godly lives. And it's not a matter of, we can't work for our salvation. That's something that is a free gift. But once we realize who we are as a child in of God through Christ Jesus, you don't really want to live a worldly life. The desire, because of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, will change your life, will change your focus, that your goals and your aims will be to do what God wants you to do. We're going to look at a couple passages, one in Genesis today and one in the Gospel of John. In Genesis chapter 1, As God created the heaven and the earth from the very beginning, I want to write down Genesis 1 and 1:1 and 1:2 and 3. And in the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, first book of the Bible, it says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And now we can go through creation and spend time looking at each item of creation, the 6 days that God created the world, and he rested on the seventh day. God said on this very first day, let there be light, and there was light. And what I want you to see is how God did this. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God spoke the world into being. He spoke the word, the world into being. Now, if you would write down and follow along over to the Gospel of John, in John chapter 1, and the very first verse, we have a similar term. John chapter 1 and verse 1, the scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word in John 1:1, W-O-R-D, is a Greek word for logos, L-O-G-O-S. And in the this Greek word, in its meaning, is something that is spoken, something that is said, including a thought. And so when God spoke the world into existence, this was the word, the Logos, God's plan, God's idea from the very beginning. This was what God had in mind. People, you know, in our community, some people live in brand new houses, and if you've ever built a house or know someone that has done so, one of the first things that they need to acquire to build their new house is a blueprint. And from that blueprint, the architect designs the house. Now, the blueprint itself is not the house. It's the plan for the house. And then the architect uses this blueprint to build the house and bring your house into existence. What the Logos is in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This was God's plan. It was part of God. And what God wanted from the very beginning was to create a world and to create a relationship with a creature, man, you and me, that he could interact with. And God, when he spoke the world into a being, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God separated the waters. He created the animals. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And for example, another one in the 24th verse of Genesis chapter 1. We've got God said, let the earth bring forth creatures, living creatures after their kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after their kind, and it was so. In verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, and according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over all the creeping thing. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female created he them. God said, and he created. When God spoke, things came into existence. This was the Logos. This was what was with God. This was God's work in the very beginning. Just like the house that you might be building or have built or know someone that has built. And the blueprint is not the house, but that blueprint is the design that you want. It's your plan for the building and creation of your home. And once that house is built out of brick and wood and mortar and paint and a lot of toil and sweat that goes into creating that, you have a lovely home that in which you can dwell. And in John chapter 1, when God spoke the world into being, compared with Genesis 1:1, he spoke the world into being. And in John 1, this word, as the world was created according to God's plan, when the world was ready, when the world was set, in the fullness of time, Galatians 4:4, in the fullness of time, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. We find in Genesis 1:14 that another part of the word becomes flesh, and that is Jesus. Now, there is a difference between the word Jesus, which in Greek is Jesus, and the word W-O-R-D, which is Logos. Jesus is the word when it became a reality. Jesus became flesh in the fullness of time when God was ready for the world to receive his son, and Jesus was born in a manger, as we have just been celebrating through the Christmas season. So in John 1:14, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We know this is Jesus, but it was God's plan, God's spoken word, the Logos, that became a physical reality in Jesus Christ. Just as God spoke the world into being and created the animals and created man in his own image and spoke things into creation, this WORD, this Logos, this plan became a reality when God was ready. And Jesus was born in our earthly time frame right around 4 BC to zero, right in that neck of the woods, right in that era. But from the very beginning, from the before creation, God had in his plan, in his logos, the need for the Savior, Jesus, his son, Jesus the Messiah. He was part of God's blueprint. But just as the paint and woodwork that goes into your home is some of the last stuff that's put in, it's not there when the concrete floor for the garage is poured or when they start putting up the walls. That's the first part. Later on, as the house nears completion, the paint goes on, the cabinets are installed. But yet, that was all part of the plan. It was all part of the blueprint. Jesus was part of God's blueprint, but the time for Jesus was not until the world was ready for Jesus. In the fullness of time, when the world was ready, right around 4 BC to 1 or 2 AD. Right in that era is approximately what scholars believe Jesus was born. So we see God spoke the world into being, and when the world was ready, part of God's plan, Jesus was born. The world was part of God's plan. The prophets were part of God's plan. You and I are part of God's plan. And we realize through Scripture that the coming kingdom is also part of God's plan. And I would hope that you would be ready for that day when Jesus does return. May God bless you as you continue to become a student of his word.